Okay, so welcome to Puro Kalaro. Ang guest natin ngayon medyo special kasi nung pumunta ako sa ESGS, natuwa ako dun sa mga games nila sa medyo makulay, madaling laruin, and very much Filipino. So our guest for today is the guys from Most Played Games. So how are you guys?
Very good naman po.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Salo-salo kayo ngayon dyan sa mic na yan, ha?
Opo.
Sorry.
Okay lang yan, okay lang yan. So, I mean, Most Played Games. So, what is Most Played Games? Sino ba kayo? And how did you come up with the idea of just making mobile games for the market?
I guess Most Played Games are parang company. We're a company parang focused on creating hyper-casual games.
Mm-hmm.
So, ang main market namin is the States kasi usually sila yung paying. Pero at the same time, parang we create games locally and like Make Tusok the Fishball or Make Pana Blue Eagle.
Oo nga eh. Medyo nakakatuwa yung mga title nyo eh. In that note, sa tingin nyo, is this a right market for you guys to enter? Kasi sabi niyo you're focused mostly on, I think, international market, diba, generally.
Yes.
Pero kasi natuwa rin ako kasi you're inserting Make Tusok the Fishball and all that. So meron siyang, kumbaga yung parang a conyo joke na ginagawa natin mostly dito sa Pilipinas. So, diba? And of course, on an international market, they would understand that. Ayun, so sino yung usual creative mind dito sa inyo?
Usually we have parang game creators here, pero yung main guy na nagsasabi if it's a good game or not is yung boss namin, which is
yung founder ng Most Played Games,
si Derek Mapago. So siya yung overall nag-handle ng ideas. Parang we can pitch ideas, tapos from there we develop it, tapos it depends kay sir if it's a go or we need to pitch another idea.
Okay. Kumbaga sa journalism, parang senior editor niyo.
Yeah, yes. Parang ganun.
So yung creative director.
The big boss.
Yes.
Okay. Ilan na yung pinasa niyo kasi boss niyo na hindi tinanggap?
Kasi... mga 50 plus, mga ganun, or more. So parang...
talaga?
Yeah, sa amin parang we practice po kasi rapid prototyping. So parang if we need to parang pitch something, kailangan na siyang i-code. Tapos parang if it's fun, then next step, tapos next step. Tapos if hindi siya naging fun na doon, scratch na din. Proceed to next idea. So parang parang machine gun. Parang natraga walang po kami nang gawa. Then most of the time, hindi siya nakakalusot. Pero may mga iba rin nakakalusot. Tapos from there, yun yung games na ginagawa ko.
Okay, so yung usual ideas nyo is, like you said, hyper-casual lang ano. Ano yung category niya on, what do you call this, on the general market? O baga, ano yung mga kahalintulad niya? Para bang Candy Crush or something?
I guess yung competition po namin is Voodoo, if you're familiar. Yung gumawa ng Rolly Vortex,
Helix Jump,
yung mga ganun.
Helix Jump, okay.
Yeah, Ketchup. Yung super, ano lang po, yung parang... Pwede kayong maglaro during...
Anytime.
Ito yung mga usually... Actually, pwede sa Pinoy kasi ang tawag doon, offline to mga to eh, di ba?
Yeah,
ito yung so ito yung mga games yung talagang itatapon mo na yung cellphone mo sa buwiset.
Yeah, more or less ganun.
Okay, so how many games do you have in the market right now?
Around 10?
More than 10 pa.
Yeah.
Okay, and among the titles that you have, kasi marami to mention, ano yung usually, siguro top 3 nyo na sa tingin nyo is gonna move you forward and ito na talaga yung ano Most Played Games. Ito kami. So yung games na makapag-define na kung sino kayo, siguro top 3 nyo.
I guess yung first po is yung Flippy Bottle. Kasi parang, actually siya na yung nag-top in other countries. Nag-top 1 siya in other countries, so... siya yung flagship game namin.
Yung for a time natalo namin si Pokemon Go eh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nag-top 1 kami doon.
Talaga? Nalagpasan nyo?
So, I guess the next one is si Make Tusok. Yeah. Make Tusok the Fishball. So parang I guess ito yung Pinoy side naman namin. Yung fun, quirky, ano lang. na parang konyo. Yung parang kung may maisip ka lang na game na parang, ba't walang maisip ng game? More parang din yung approach naman namin.
Oo naman. Mas maganda yun, di ba? At least, may panlabang ay sa probinsya.
Pinoy pride. Yeah.
So, joke lang ABS-CBN, ha? Pero... Diba? O kaya sa Duterte, diba? Yung Duterte na shooter. May panlabang kayo doon, diba? So, ito yung... So, ito yung ano, what do you call this? Caveat doon sa games nyo. So, meron ba kayong, as a game developer, do you think most played games is gonna concentrate on hyper-casual games in the long term, or do you think you're gonna branch out to something more serious and challenge the market, yung mga ganun?
Right now, yeah, focus namin yung hyper-casual market. Pero I guess open naman kami for like Steam games, Switch, PS4, Xbox. I mean, we're open naman. Yeah. Pero right now, I guess, target naman. Yeah. Wala namang mawawala rin, I guess. Yeah.
Pero mas ano kami sa yung parang brand din namin, mas kilala for mobile games pa. Pero we're open to branch out din naman.
Kasi I know a specific Filipino developer, which is Zeno. They are known for their mobile games. Pero nag-branch out sila to Steam, releasing the first Filipino horror game. So, sa tingin mo, ilang years before you guys reach that kind of level?
Actually, I have a feeling na kaya namin. Pero parang it's up to the big boss if he wants to parang release a game on Switch na rin. Kasi I think
alam niya yung market.
Yeah, it's about parang knowing the market din. Yeah. Skill-wise, I think kaya na po namin. Pero in terms of yung market knowledge, maybe medyo dun kami may kulang. So parang, I don't know kung paano yun. Yeah,
parang medyo, ano pa siya, risky business decision na if we transfer to another platform. So, ngayon kasi mas adapt kami sa mobile na in this, I mean, mobile
market,
yeah.
And actually, meron din po kaming fan base sa mobile, so parang it's easier to release ng parang new games if meron na kaming community in the mobile. Pero if sa Steam, I guess parang from scratch, so parang a bit hard. So,
kumbaga may inaabangan na sa inyo.
Yeah, parang may sinifeel out pa na, okay, ito na right time. Parang,
yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so, recently, ano pa lang prefer nyo? Android or iOS? Or you guys are releasing on both platforms?
Android
or iOS? Kind of prefer the... I guess for me, mas gusto ko si iOS. Pero kasi I own an Android phone. So pero in terms of parang releasing games, for me, mas okay ako kay iOS. Kasi parang, if you compare yung quality ng games released in Android and iOS, mas mataas yung quality ni iOS. Eh. So parang I'd go with iOS.
Yeah. Mas strict din sila when it comes to quality. Although si Google din naman, ano na rin sila, nagtatighten down.
Hi Google, quality. Friends tayo.
Shoutout nga po pala, joke.
So, yeah.
Ano ba yung mas madaling, kumbaga, do they, of course they don't, I assume na hindi naman sila iffy dun sa mga languages na ginagamit nyo, no? Pero sino yung mas strict or mas mahirap mag-release? Is it iOS or Android?
Mas strict kay iOS, pero once released, okay na siya. Parang, more or less parang one-time big time kay iOS, unlike kay Android, every release, parang medyo minsan, problem silang sinasabi na parang last time wala. Parang mga ganun. So, parang for me, sa kanya, one big time. Parang,
Parang love-hate relationship yung kay Google.
Yeah. Pero love naman si Google.
Yeah, love naman.
Okay. So, pero recently, we've spoken to a developer, si Chris Natsumi. ang nagiging issue daw pagdating sa pag-release ng games, tulad kayo, especially when you release on the Android market, medyo maraming competition. So, nagiging problema nyo rin ba yun na it's now, kasi kayo, alam nyo, you guys have a good grasp of the language that you're using pag nag-develop kayo ng games in Earth. So, kumbaga pwede nyo sabihin na, madali lang gumawa ng game. Pero, to release that game and for it to, para makilala kayo, sa tingin nyo ba, ito na yung nagiging trend talaga na mas nagiging more of marketing na ang paggawa ng games versus talagang just making the game itself?
Actually, I think parehas. Kasi first, parehas. Kailangan niya, kailangan good quality yung game mo. Siyempre, kung crappy yung game on the first place, edi wala rin maglalaro ng game. And at the same time, kailangan may marketing effort din. Kasi, maganda yung game mo, pero wala rin nakakaalam. Parang wala rin sense. So parang I think dapat parehas gumagalaw.
So you think the percentage-wise, sinong nakakalamang? Is it the marketing part or the developing part? Or yung focus, kumbaga. Yung focus ba, is it more on, or sa tingin mo 50-50 lang?
More on, ano tayo, sabi.
Or kung yung effort, kung saan mas maraming effort.
I guess for me, mas okay if mas effort dun sa game than the market.
Okay.
Kasi minsan, pwedeng the game explains itself na lang. Kunwari, one of our games is yung Master Shaker. So parang, I don't know if nalaro niyo siya during SGS, yung you need to shake yung device. I don't know. Nalaro niyo siya.
Nakita ko, actually. Isa, nakita ko.
So parang, I guess the support...
Ang dami niyo kasing cellphone eh.
I guess the support na yun, medyo wala kaming marketing dun eh. Parang yung game na yung nag-explain siya na parang it's a party game, masaya siya laruin with friends. So parang, dahil good quality yung game na yun. Parang yung game mismo yung ano.
Yung nag-bell sa narili niya na parang sumikat siya.
So I guess more on parang quality games pa rin.
Okay. So napansin ko kasi you guys are, since you're focused on mobile games, napansin ko kasi when you guys presented your games, yung mga phones na ginagamit nyo is... All, hindi siya yung mga smartphones talaga na ano. So parang basic phones lang siya. So are you guys gunning for that? I mean, the more people that can play your games, mas okay. As long as nakakonect sila sa Google Play, pag Apple, sobrang high-end kaga, di ba? Pero pag yung Android kasi, as simple as, ang liit lang ng screen niya, kaya niyang, Android na siya eh. So, tingin nyo, yun yung goal nyo? Kasi minsan may mga specs yung ano, di ba? May mga minimum requirements. Kung kaya ba nung game na yun or something. So, sa tingin nyo, are you focused on that? Bang pangmasa talaga yung requirements nyo pagdating sa games nyo?
Actually, medyo pangmasa po. Kasi, yung company is most played games. So, the goal is na parang lahat ng tao more or less malaro yung games namin na lagi nila nilalaro. And if may limitation kami sa specs ng phone. Medyo it defeats the purpose ng goal ng company na dapat lahat makalala.
And I think vision namin is to create games that everyone will enjoy and like all around the world. So, ang target talaga is global domination.
Global domination talaga.
Well, why not?
Correct, diba? Pero yun nga. So meaning you since you guys are how old are you guys by the way?
We'll introduce ourselves.
I'm Josh. I'm one of the game creators. I'm 24 years old. So
okay.
I'm Joseph. I'm the assistant project manager here. Also the community manager. So I'm 24 also.
Oh, mga yapis to. Pero yun.
Hello, sorry. I'm Bennett. I'm the artist. I'm also 24.
Okay. Meron pa pala isa? Akala ko dalawa lang.
There's my isa pa.
Spectators.
Hi, I'm Jenna Lay Angala. I'm an intern here at Most Played Games and I'm 20.
Yung may babae, sino yon? Parang nakapagsalita. Okay, so I mean, are you guys a small team sa company or yeah, medyo malaki talaga kayo and you guys are focused on different games?
Six people po kami sa sa company, including the Flippy Boss.
Okay, so so six people and you guys are also young. Do you think this is you are in the cusp of yung parang the dawn of Philippine Pinoy developing? Sa tingin niyo pioneers kayo ng kumbaga yung bagong resurgence ngayon ng Philippine gaming? Kasi ngayon lang tayo makakipilay. I mean, as we talked to our previous episode kay Chris Nansumi, they're saying that yung medyo batang-bata pa yung Philippine gaming industry. Just because you don't see like 10-year developing experiences, 5 siguro at most nakikita mo. So, do you think he's correct in that na ganun talaga? And are you guys in that particular era ngayon? Na nagsisimula kayo sa... Na parang pioneers kayo ng Philippine gaming industry.
I guess I wouldn't say na pioneers po kami. Kasi parang... I guess meron na rin mga nauna rin naman na... Achieve Dyer. Then us.
Or di nyo talaga napapansin yun? Kumbaga parang... Kasi syempre... Ayun ko ka parang, are you in an environment na parang, ah, marami na kilalang mga friends ko na game developers. Is that the generation ngayon na parang normal naman talaga magkaroon ng mga friends and networks na, ay, magkaka same industry lang kami? Or do you think talagang konti lang talaga tayo pagdating sa gaming industry ng Pilipinas?
Actually, feeling ko po dumadami na rin kasi parang some of us actually graduated in a parang school na that offers yung game development. Hindi ko lang sure kung pwede sabihin yun. Actually, parang tatlo sa amin. Tatlo lang ba yan? Three of us parang graduated from Binil.
Okay.
They offered kasi parang game development course. So parang more or less... when we graduated, yung mga friends namin, game dev world din sila.
Ah, okay.
Parang reunion lang. Pag kaya nung ESGS, nagkakakitaan kami ng mga batchmates, friends from other batches, gano'n. And also, dumadami na rin po yung schools na nag-offer.
Yeah. Actually, medyo young pa siya, pero parang exponentially pataas siya ng pataas.
Like, APC, I think, nag-offer na rin sila. And CIIT pala. Sorry.
FEU,
Lasal Main.
Okay.
So, dumadami na rin po yung game development courses.
Okay. So are you seeing... kasi syempre, kung nag-i-emerge siya ngayon, so are we saying na parang ang magiging core na population ng game developing sa Pilipinas is still in schools right now. So they're about to graduate or they're gonna graduate every year. Kasi yung class, yung batch niyo ba, masyadong malaki ba yung population and all that?
Kasi during our time, parang when I graduated, parang around 8 people lang kami or 10. So,
talaga? Okay.
I'm not sure yung current, pero feeling ko padami na sila ng padami.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, okay. Yung batch namin ngayon ng artist, kasi magka-batch kami ng artist namin ngayon. Marami kami graduate, 30 to 40 kami graduate.
On a ballpark figure, we're just seeing these people graduate in emerging markets and everything. So, kayo, when you started, when you graduated and everything, did you see this as a parang wala naman akong papasukan, or did you guys already have deals nung nag baga parang practicum kayo and everything? So yung nakita nyo na kung saan kayo pupunta?
Parang during the time that I graduated, kasi parang ang dami nang nag-offer na parang game development companies. So parang actually didn't have a hard time parang finding a job. Kasi parang during our time, kasi parang kami second generation na nag-offer, na inoferan ng course na gano'n. So parang even during parang nasa school pa lang kami, we are being parang offered na ng jobs. So parang nung pag-graduate, parang ang dami rin opening. So, okay. Well, during our time, and right now, I'm not so sure.
Ako naman, nung, actually, kaka-graduate ko lang this year.
Congrats.
Medyo mahirap na maghanap ngayon, or I think kasi yung very timely lang nung yung timing lang nung pagka-graduate is parang di naghahanap pa ng mga let's say designers, developers, artists. So medyo ngayon slightly harder to find na, and since dumadami na rin yung mga nag-offer ng game development and design courses, medyo ano na, parang tumataas na yung competition.
Okay. So, I mean, on your specific, siguro question to sa lahat sa inyo. When you started out, syempre, I guess gamer kayo lahat. Paano nyo naisip na kunin tong course? Paano nyo explain sa magulang nyo to?
I guess for me, actually, yung parents ko yung nagsabi sa akin na may ganito. Para kasing dapat magdo-doktor ako dun. Pero right now, di ko na ma-imagine na magiging doktor. Pero during that time, kasi parang new yung game design. And yun nga, parang open yung parents ko sa ganun. Then, yun, sinabi niya na lang na may ganitong course. Parang sabi ko, oh, please enroll me there. So.
Okay. So, pero, I mean, you're naglalaro ka na rin ba noon?
Being
interested sa ano? Ano yung mga games na ilalaro mo?
During that time, well, ano ba? More of a console guy ako eh. So, parang yung mga PS3, PS2, yung mga Crash Bandicoot, Tekken. Okay. So, parang yun yung background ko.
Okay. So, if you can blame ba talaga? if you can blame or probably think one particular game, ano ito?
Oh my God. For me, Kingdom Hearts. I don't know if familiar kayo dun sa larong Kingdom Hearts.
Oo naman.
So, parang during childhood ko, parang mind blown na. Well, parang Final Fantasy plus Disney characters. Okay, so...
Kingdom Hearts, anything, they're releasing their third ngayon after...
Parang 10 years in the making.
After binibitin tayo sa mga 1.5, 2.5 na yun, di ba? Magre-release na sila ng buo. 3, yay! Yeah,
finally. Oh my God.
Okay, so, sinusunod? Yun na lang yung question siguro. I mean, if you can blame or thank one game that is responsible for you to become a game developer, what is it?
Actually, medyo weird yung sa akin.
sige, okay lang yan. As weird as you can.
Ano, I mean like yung kung ba't ako napasok sa game.
Sige. Magandang storya ba yan?
Actually, ang first course ko kasi is ECE, Electronics and Communications Engineering sa Lasal. Tapos, parang nung third year ko, parang na-feel ko na parang di na ito yung para sa akin. Parang ganun. Yung like, di ko na makita yung sarili ko as an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So, nung time na yun, sakto, na may friends ako na ano, na nag-aaral pa sa CSB.
Mm-hmm.
Kinuwento niya sa akin yung course niya, which is game development. Tapos sobrang interesting niya. Although wala pa akong programming background or anything. Siguro mga 2 subjects lang nung engineering yung natapos ko. Pero super basic lang niya na halos wala talaga ako alam. So nung sabi ko, oh my gosh, gusto ko yan itry. So kinuwento ko sa mom ko. Buti naman super supportive ni mami na, sige, lipat siya kung yan talaga yung gusto mo.
Pero parang si mami, no?
Opo. Tapos parang super big. Pero risky din siya kasi like magtatagal pa ako sa college, gano'n. Pero nung nag-start na ako nung course, parang sige, ito na nga yung para sa akin. Sobrang saya ako, gano'n. Tapos kahit na
lumuluwa ka ng dugo, ganun. Laban lang. Yan. So, kaya ako napasok sa game development. Although, gamer din po ako nung, like, as a kid. So, mm-hmm. nag-start ako as a PS1. Pero yung pinaka nagdala sa akin na sige, gusto ko rin gumawa ng games tulad nito was Mega Man Legends.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, ganun kaluma. So yun yung parang pinaka core nung childhood ko. And like yung Spyro, ganyan, Crash Bandicoot, sila yung parang sige, ito yung para sa iyo, ganyan.
Oo nga, oo nga. Okay, sino next? Matagal tila na pag-isip niyan, ha?
Hello, hi. Actually, medyo same lang yung kwento ko sa kanya. Kasi, or actually, engineering din ako. So, ayun. So, siguro ano na lang, parang tips. Tips na rin siguro to for
may maganda yan.
Yung podcast na mga student na parang if you feel na hindi mo na-enjoy yung ginagawa mo sa course mo, parang sa simula pa lang, try mo na i-open up sa parents mo para if it's, para hindi na siya too late na mahabol pa. Parang ganun. Kasi parang ang na-feel namin sa engineering nun, parang kahit gaano kahirap kami nag-aral, parang hindi na namin na-enjoy. So something like that. Kaya parang ayun, nung nalaman namin na may game dev, parang eh kasi ako ever since, although hindi ako kasing hardcore gamer tulad nila, ang nilalaro kasi madalas puro MMO naman ako.
Okay, hindi ka hardcore niyan, ha? MMO.
So ayun, puro MMO ako. Tapos ang nagpasimula sa akin is Ragnarok.
Okay. Yeah, hindi ka hardcore niyan, ha?
So, yeah, yun dyan.
Okay,
so... ayun naman, yun.
Eh, si intern, baka may ano, so, paano si ka napunta dyan?
Yes.
So, hindi po talaga ako parang game dev student. Animation student po ako.
Oh, okay. Pero, so, game design ka pwede, di ba?
Pero same department mo kami ng game dev and may mga friends ako na nag-took up ng game dev. Sabi ko, anong ginagawa niyo dyan? Sabi ko, gumagawa daw ng games. Tapos sabi nila, since game dev sila, so hindi sila masyadong artist type. So kailangan nila ng artist. So doon nagsimula na parang nagko-collab kami. And then parang na-interest na rin ako sa game dev. Hindi na lang sa animations. Na mas nagustuhan ko yung game dev kasi parang mas interactive siya compared sa film.
So sa tingin nyo, what do you think you can say na nag-iisip na sasabihin pa lang sa magulang niya, Nay, gagawa na lang ako ng laro kaysa mag ano. So how do you think parents right now would accept that? Kasi kayo, you guys were probably lucky na, oy, naging supportive yung parents ko kasi okay naman to dahil, syempre ang boka mo dyan is IT rin, di ba? So from their courses or from high school and they wanted to take up game developing, how do you think, ano yung mga pwedeng yung tips para sa mga bata ngayon?
Ang for me is huwag kayong matatakot kasi if yan talaga yung passion mo and parang unknown territory pa siya for a lot of parents right now, mas maganda na makapag-usapan yun ng like seryoso. Kasi, well, yung mom ko naman, di naman siya diretso na, sige, parang nagkwento pa ako, in-explain ko pa sa kanya. And nung naintindihan niya, dun siya naging supportive. So, huwag kayong matakot na kausapin yung parents niyo. Kahit na, madali lang sabihin yun. Eh. Pero, kausap pa nanay ko eh. So, it's not the norm din pa kasi na magiging game developer ka. So, for me, parang paglaban mo lang yung passion mo.
Sa akin naman, sa totoo lang medyo kabalikan. Actually, dapat matakot ka. matakot ka in a sense na kasi parang usually they think na parang, ah, games to, easy. Games to, kaya-kaya kong gumawa ng laro, ganyan-ganyan. Mm-hmm. Pero kasi deep inside, meron siyang art, meron siyang math, meron siyang parang yung mga calculus, trigonal, physics. So parang medyo, parang, I mean, kung if it's your passion nga, para sa akin, if it's your passion, parang follow lang. Kasi parang, yun nga, kahit batungan ka naman ng math, batungan ka ng physics, kung ito talaga yung gusto mong gawin, well, hindi ka naman maalis kahit saan. Kung ito talaga, kahit mahirap, yung pursue mo. Pero I mean, dapat siguro heads up sa kanila na parang, baka sa isipin na parang, ah, games. So parang, kahit di ako mag-code, nakakagawa ng games, parang ganun. So parang, I think, parang, yeah, heads up.
So, matanong ko lang, naging interesting lang yung pananakot mo eh. So, so eto, hindi na. Hindi na ba? Pero, etong, how are your, kumbaga, syempre, hindi nila alam pinapasok nyo. Baka isipin nila para day job or something like this. Syempre, may idea na rin sila kung ano yung IT, kung gaano kahirap sa IT. Pero pagdating sa game development, how are like yung work ano nyo, yung work environment nyo, ano ba yung ginagawa nyo, ano ba talaga yung day in the life ng isang game developer, kumbaga?
Actually, medyo kabalita naman. Masaya maging game dev. Masaya siya, pero the process of becoming a game developer, dun ka iiyak. Yun yung iyak ng dugo kanina, sinasabi.
Okay. Bakit naman, bakit?
Masaya siya kasi parang you know, if yung passion is being creative, conceptualizing ideas, parang ganun, creating parang work of art, parang masaya siya kasi parang everyday, parang, you know, sabi na, diba, if you're doing yung something na you love, parang it's not work already, parang,
okay.
Well, yun yung naramdaman ko ever since. Kasi parang I think gusto ko talaga. So parang everyday, pasok ka, okay, anong magandang game na gawin? Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. So parang
okay.
Masaya yung atmosphere is very, well, may mga companies din na parang formal and all. Pero most of the parang game companies na alam ko, fun sila. May mga group activity sila, team building. Tapos they play the game ifs nung ginagawa nila. O kaya sa gabi, parang Dota or LOL sila. So parang... masaya yung environment. Pero yun nga, the process of becoming a game developer, dun yung medyo kailangan ng ano, yung parang patience and perseverance. Ganun.
Okay. So, sa iba, ano ba yung experience nyo? Kasi, I mean, you guys have different jobs. Let's say, there are game developers sa inyo. Ibig sabihin nyo, sila yung mga coders, sila yung mga nag-encode sa kung anong language yung ginagamit nyo. Tapos, meron naman yung mga nagdi-design lang. So, they cover yung art style, animation, and everything. So, sa tingin nyo, which one takes more time or which one is the harder?
For us, kasi, yung sa company namin, may culture kami na we call multi-hat. So, okay. All of us knows how to code. And okay. Knows a bit of art, pero may dedicated na artist talaga kami. So, siya yung tagagawa talaga ng main stuff. Pero yung developers, yung creators namin, marunong din sila ng art side. Then, so yung sila rin yung nagde-design actually ng games. So, for, ano, parang ano siya, yung designing is yung first part ng process. So,
okay.
Ito yung conceptualizing the game itself. So, yung coding, hindi naman sa madali, pero once you've got the idea right, you can code it in a way na makukuha mo yung vision na yun. So, I think mas importante... Hindi naman sa mas importante siya kasi every aspect of the process is important also. Pero for me, ito yung opinion ko, na yung design is the one of, well, not one of the core. It's like a, parang para sa akin, yun yung binibigyan ko importance.
Yung captain of the ship.
Yeah. Pero yung core ng games ay actually sobrang dami ng specific stuff. But for me, it's the game design.
Okay. Ano ba yung process ng paggawa ng game? So, how does it start? Siyempre, concept and everything. So from there, na naisip niyo na, who takes the job first? Is it the coder or yung design kagad? So ano ba yung una nito?
So I guess parang yung ano namin kasi yung design is yung coder and usually. Parang minsan it's hard to parang imagine kung yung game ba is magiging masaya through pen and paper. So sometimes we just parang create a prototype para i-pitch. Tapos from there, yeah, so parang minsan on the fly. And yeah, minsan yung designer, minsan yung artist, minsan nakaisip naman sila ng idea. So parang from there, sila naman yung magsasabi sa akin, parang cool to. Sige, let's try, parang ganun. So parang kumbaga yung the best idea wins, parang ganun. Pero yeah.
Okay. Pero I mean, in the company ba, meron ba kayong, kumbaga, you guys already know na may project talaga and everything. Pero meron ba kayong individually may on the side kung gumawa ng ganito?
Well, I think parang lahat naman ng mga game developers merong dream game eh.
Okay.
Kaya sila pumasok on the first place kasi syempre parang ganun. So I guess yes, ako personally meron din akong parang dream game na parang paisa-isa kong ginagawa, parang on the side lang, parang after 3 months babalikan ko parang nagdala ng mga features, then tambak mo muna ulit siya, parang ganun.
Di ba hyper casual games kayo? With some pag hyper casual games is sound design an important aspect or ano lang hindi masyado?
Actually yes,
strong,
well,
yes.
Yeah, hindi naman siya kailangan maging parang orchestra, yung parang enough emotion lang
to drive the player.
For example, si Make Tusok, yung parang the act of parang yung pagtusok, parang yeah, ang juicy ng sound niya, so parang it drives the player to parang, uy, gusto ko pang mag-play, parang ganun. So just the sound of it, parang medyo may appeal na rin agad siya. So I guess, yeah, important din siya.
So is it hard to find the perfect sound para doon? Or nagsasample ba kayo? Or kung ano lang?
We try to find yung kung ano yung perfect, pero minsan
you just have to like settle for something na close to enough, the one. Kasi yung actually hardest part sa sound design is finding the right sound for the game. Kasi it can be like, actually yung nung thesis namin, sobrang tagal kong naghanap ng knocking sound. So yung simpleng bagay lang na door knock, malaki na rin yung naging impact niya dun sa overall feel ng game. So in a sense, parang ano siya yung yun yung parang pag, hindi naman sa paglalaroan mo yung feelings ng player, pero yun yung dyan mo, yun yung nag-guide din somehow ng how you want the player to feel at a certain point ng game mo. So maganda example yung sinabi ni Josh yung sa Make Tusok, na whenever na nakaka success ka na tusok, may pack, may ganun na sound. So parang satisfying siya na gusto mo ulit-ulitin. So in a sense, parang nag-cycle na siya. Na
hindi naman kayo nagbato ng fishball para makuha niya yung sound na yun.
Hindi naman.
Okay. May mga games kayo na nakakatawa, no? At the same time, you can even say it's controversial. So meron ba nag-react sa natawa na kayo, alam niyo na yata to. So meron ba nag-react sa Make Pana the Blue Eagle?
Actually meron din sa ESGS.
Kasi parang kinuha niyo dalawang school yun at the same time yata. green pa talaga yung araw niyo, ah. Okay. So so yun, ang tanong ko lang siguro, dyan sa process and everything, and also you mentioned your dream games and all that, on each one of you, questions sa inyong lahat, even kasama si Miss Intern, ano yung dream game nyo na one day sasabihin nyo sa boss nyo na gusto nyo gawin and all that? Sabihin nyo ako yung boss nyo, tapos sabihin nyo, magpipitch kayo ngayon, ano yung dream game nyo?
Para sa akin, yung dream game ko, medyo madrama siya.
Okay, ano to?
Kasi yung gusto ko yung gumawa ng games that can actually yung help people or like teach people something. So, okay. Kunwari, nilaro mo to, uwi ka or titigil ka with something na may bago kang natutunan or may bago akong na-impart sa'yo na parang good something. So, okay. I think it showed nung thesis namin. So, yung title niya kasi When Spring Game. Tapos, it dwelled on mental health, more pero specifically okay. Depression. So, pag nilaro mo siya, doesn't really parang help you parang get over or parang doesn't cure anything or like that. Pero yung maglalaro, parang they get to learn something kahit maliit lang about depression. So, yun yung parang mga goal ko. So, yung parang dream game ko is for something na to, parang, in, actually, kahit anong game na may maituturo ako sa player. So, ganun
actually,
yung...
Actually, magandang idea yun ah. Kasi, there are a few, well, indie games that are being supported by AAA publishers about specific games like this, like how do you put someone else on a place where they can actually feel what a person with depression feels like. Kasi meron game na I think it was Ubisoft that supported this game, pero it was a game about a person who's blind. So ano yung usual feel, ano yung usual nakikita? Siyempre wala kang nakikita, pero how does a blind person visualize the surrounding? So through sound and everything. So every time you make a sound, naglalakad ka and everything. So meron kang makikita na mga bagay na nire-reflect back sa iyo. The thing is medyo kasi horror game siya eh. So medyo mahirap, medyo ano at the same time may thrill and all that. So are you thinking of that kind of game na parang or on a more serious note na a person with depression would like this game, or a person with a specific disability would like this game. Kumbaga parang more humanitarian ang iniisip mong game.
Opo, yeah. Mga ganun yung types ko.
pero actually maganda yan. Ah. I mean, that could redefine most played games and all that. So, hindi kayo magkaroon ng awards pagdating dyan. Okay, so next. Sino next?
I think yung sa akin yung dream game ko is horror game. Horror game kasi parang during high school parang I saw this movie in Darkness Falls. If you're familiar with that. So parang yung ghost is afraid sa light. So parang hindi ko pa alam na may game dev noon. Pero I just wanted to parang create a story lang. Parang cool na may ganun. Then yun, surprisingly may game dev course. So parang ever since yun talaga yung parang goal ko. Parang gusto gumawa ng horror game na even after playing the game, parang may effect siya dun sa player na parang hindi lang siya cheap jump scares. Yung parang, I don't know, yung parang if naligo ka tapos nalala mo yung game, parang oy. parang ayoko mo na, parang ganun. Yung parang something na parang it lingers dun sa player even after playing the game. So, pero horror game, so.
Okay. So, okay. Maganda yan. Actually, so pag ngayon pag-isipan mo kung paano lalagay sa mobile, so okay, next sinong gusto mag-share pa? Fellowship to eh.
Well, for me naman, ako yung ano eh, since batang MMO kasi ako. So MMO. Batang Ragnar kasi ako eh. So
yung MMO na iisip mo, ano yung nai-envision mo sa paano ka magiging unique na MMO? Kasi syempre, you've been playing MMOs and all that.
Yeah. Actually, ang gusto ko lang goal talaga is something similar sa Ragnarok talaga. Kasi, may iba. Ang dami ko na nalarong MMO, pero parang lagi ako bumabalik sa Ragnarok. Parang yun.
Okay.
Parang may something siya eh. May, parang, eh, kahit na tumatambay lang kayo dun sa frontera, ganun. Masaya na siya.
Okay.
So parang, I guess, meron siyang something na na-involve din yung ibang tao na para nagkakaroon kayo ng friendship na nagbibuild siya ng friendship in-game na hindi ko pa na-experience na ganun kalalim sa ibang MMO, parang ganun.
Okay. Ano ba nangyari kasi sa inyo nun?
Oh my parang, God.
Parang may hugot kasi eh. Sino bang nakilala sa frontera? Oh. Well, joke lang.
Ay, wala.
Joke lang yan, pero, joke lang.
Ewan ko, parang ano eh. May, I guess nagkakaroon ng mga deep connections with the player na kahit hindi mo siya nakikita. Hindi naman, I mean, kahit hindi opposite sex eh. Kahit parang friends. Parang, ayun mo yun, parang hindi mo pa siya nakikita pero nagiging tropa na kayo, parang gano'n.
Mm-hmm. Pero actually, that's true. Kasi yes. Not only you and players of Ragnarok before have the same story na nakilala niya, may nakilala siya and everything. Kahit, I mean, it doesn't even need to kumbaga cross sexes or kung babae or lalaki or something like that. Pero kasi may camaraderie, hindi pa nga natin pinag-uusapan yung guilds or clans dyan eh. Parang, uy, naglalaro ka rin, di ba? So parang ganon. Tapos, that's the reason why maganda nga yung marketing ng pagbalik ng Ragnarok ulit, di ba?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same people that are excited about it. Plus, there are new people who are willing to try something new na lalabas muna sila sa 3D world sa and everything, di ba? Mm-hmm. Sa masyadong high-end graphics. Tapos, babalik ka lang sa parang anime style, di ba? Pero yun nga, oo. Tsaka, I mean, Ragnarok has always been part of the MMO landscape. Kumbaga sa Southeast Asia, or sa Asia in general, yan ang wow natin eh. Diba? Kumbaga sa Western market. So, yun.
Kasi may something siya kahit ilang taon na siya, hindi pa rin siya namamatay.
Oh, exactly.
Siya nabubuhay. Parang siya immortal. Parang yun.
There was, di ba, there was this Korean game that they tried to emulate what Ragnarok was like yung anong tawag dito yung wala tuloy yung pangalan Tree of Savior kasi marami siyang in-improve sa Ragnarok and everything pero hindi siya naging ganun kasi hindi siya Ragnarok, di ba? So yun, hindi siya yung same names ganyan kasi ako experience ko lang dyan is parang hindi ako makadaan ang dami titinda sa frontera. Di ba? Kanina ko pa siya tinatawag na Miss Inter. Ano nga ulit name niya?
Jen.
Okay. So Jen, ikaw, ano sa tingin mo if you are given the chance to design or code for a game, ano yung masasabi mo na gusto mong gawin sa most played games in case you guys level up to another platform?
Since ako po kasi mahilig ako sa mga survival and open world games like Don't Starve, yung mga parang resource management.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang gusto ko yung mga ganong games na tinuturuan ka mag-manage ng kung ano yung meron kang items, parang, parang, ewan ko, simple lang siya kasi parang click ka lang, di ba? Kasi hindi ako magaling maglaro ng mga FPS, mga fast-paced games. Kasi wala pa rin na Counter-Strike, mamatay na agad ako. So, gusto ko lang yung mga chill games pero at the same time, sociable siya kasi may mga multiplayer modes din siya. Na pwede kayo mag-interact with other players, na mag-build ng base, then palakas yung base nyo, then mag-attack kayo ng other base. So parang ganun po yung gusto kong game na gawin. Kasi yun talaga yung hindi ko laruin.
Ah, okay. Okay. Good. Ngayon, lahat yan ipunin nyo, sabihin nyo sa boss nyo, ha? Okay. So, I mean, on the part of most played games, so right now, what are you guys trying to promote? Is it all of your games or ano yung latest games nyo? Ano ba yung latest game nyo?
Actually, currently, nag-update kami ng Flippy Bottle, which is yung flagship natin. So, more of improvements yung ginawa namin and nagdagdag pa kami ng modes. So, overall, may 20 modes na siya na pwede mo ma-enjoy. So, release na. So ano siya eh, yung tatlong modes, voice, stack, and shoot. So yung shoot mode, siya yung pinakakakaiba dun sa ibang moves. Kasi you're not really flipping bottles, pero you're shooting stuff with bottles. Which is okay. Satisfying.
Okay. So may game mode na yung ano. Okay. So, do you have, you guys are working on something right now?
Actually, yes.
We're working on a lot. So, ano yung at least if you guys are releasing something, what type of game are we gonna expect from Mostly Games?
I guess yun nga, hyper casual, light-hearted, quirky games. Parang medyo mahaba explanation pero yan. trendy, funny, parang very light games lang na parang relatable siya at the same time. Pero yeah, masaya. Parang
hindi kayo gagawa ng Flippy Battle Battle Royale, hindi naman.
Well, actually,
labalalang batuan ng
bounty. For Christmas, actually, yung yeah, pero why not in the future?
Yeah. Okay, so for the listeners, particularly for the developers, young developers or budding developers dyan, sa ating bagong Philippine gaming industry, what message can you say, and if you want to take time to actually promote Mostly Games?
Well, siguro yung mga aspiring game dev na young peeps. parang tanda na natin. Hindi naman. Ano lang.
Sinabi niyo matanda kayo, kaninyo pa ako pinupo. Okay.
So, kung passion talaga, I guess, try nyo yung best nyo. Kasi, para siyang ano eh, yung mga typical issue to sa mga artist. Like, pag sa parents, parang, oh, arts lang yan, pero walang pera dyan, ganun.
Ayun, yun ang number one, ano?
Yes, yes. Pero sa game dev, actually, merong pera dyan. Kailangan mo lang maging magaling. Kailangan mo maging magaling.
Magaling yung artist. Yeah,
pwede nyo sabihin yun sa parents nyo, guys. pero, I mean, to convince naman, kasi siguro kailangan lang nila makita na, ano,
gusto mo talaga.
Gusto mo, tas nag-work hard ka. Kahit na, let's say, high school ka pa lang, ganun. Parang if nakita naman nila siguro na talagang passionate ka sa ginagawa mo, I guess more points yun sa inyo.
So, sino pa?
I guess for me, tinakot ko sila kanina. Pero, well, yun yung totoo. I mean, wala namang magandang bagay na nakuha dahil madali. Parang gano'n. Okay. So, I guess, yun, pwede naman try. Wala naman mawala eh. Kunta try nyo. Then, yun nga, if ito talaga yung gusto nyo, follow nyo lang. Pero kasi parang masaya talaga yung feeling ng game daw. Parang, parang everyday, ang sarap gumising. Parang, medyo cheesy, pero totoo eh. Kasi parang, ito yung feeling mo pinanganak ka para gawin parang gano'n. So, may mga ganun feeling. So, if sa tingin nyo sa game daw yun, then, I mean, push lang, go lang.
Okay, so yun na.
Pwede mo ng MPG Games.
That's it.
Ayun, gusto namin sabihin na, ayun nga, yung update na, meron kami update ng Flippy Battle Extreme, also Make Tusok, the fishball. Meron na kaming dinagdag na sili. Napakamahal na sili. So, yun. Meron na siya, out na. So, please download yun. So, and then, marami rin kaming game na nakaabang talaga, actually. Sobrang dami. Pero, timing lang siya. So, ayun, abangan niya lang yung please look forward lang sa Mostly Games.
To be updated, you can like our Facebook page. Facebook. Ano siya, Mostly Mobile siya. Pero you can find us on Facebook, Mostly Games kami. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's it. Salamat guys sa pag-join sa podcast. I hope you guys, listeners out there, like they said, just you can search them on Facebook, Most Played Games, and also on Android and Apple Store. Okay, so you guys can find their games. Medyo sila yung pinaka quirky na games doon. Medyo magaling yung artist, ang galing ng mga palettes, ng mga color palettes niya, nakakatuwa eh. So, yun. That's it. Thank you very much, guys. And again, this is Puro Kaloro. And you have a great day.